One, the holidays brother went home to be with the Lord. One is not with us today. She said, please pray for her and the family. And we had someone call this morning, and you wonder if you're doing anything good here. We think we are. And Bradley said we are. And Frankie said we are. But the real reason for being here, the phone rang this morning. And a man called, said, was I there? And I hadn't gotten in. He said, Beavis, did you know me? And he called his name, didn't want it mentioned. And I said, yeah. He said, they tell me I've got cancer. And I said, what's the story? He said, gloom and doom. He said, it's lung cancer. I'm not going to be with you long. And I said, I'm sorry to hear that. We know somebody that can help. And I'll certainly pray for you. And by the way, do you know him as your Savior? He said, no, I don't. That's why he was calling, really. So I talked to him on the phone. He accepted the Lord. He was crying when we hung up. And I said, God, I may have cancer standing here and don't even know it. But the good news is now you got somewhere to go. And it doesn't matter what happens. We can make it through the little stuff. I missed eternity past. I'm struggling through the present. But I get to live forever for eternity future. And you do too. And he said, good. All right. Ann's doing a picture album for the Wise family that's just wonderful. And she'll be through with that. Day if you have it here next Sunday for people to look at, that'd be nice. And have a look at that. It's well done. She does things like that remarkably well. Frankie, the little boy, we make him an evangelist here. He's got some tracks, gospel tracks, that look like a folded up $20 bill. And he'll just lay them around places and drop them on the floor, and people will pick them up. And then they open it up, and it's a gospel track. And we were at a cafeteria, and he drops one by a lady just to see what she'll do, and in line. And then slipped around and told her, said, that's yours, ma'am? She said, it certainly is. Got it and put it right in her pocket. So he's a smart little fella because he could put it there and he knew it. So he said, well, I'm glad I could give it back to you. You look like a fine Christian lady. And he said, oh, yeah, I am. I'm a member of so-and-so church. And he said, well, that's good. That's wonderful. Maybe you won't give that to them. And so he's a honey. I'm telling you, we ordained the right evangelist last Sunday. I'm telling you. Okay. All right, Susie Bryant, raise your hand, Susie. Miss Susie and Bob have a free washer and dryer, working condition and beautiful. And if you're in need of one, you can have that. And it's not for resale. Don't let y'all come up here. But if you need a washer and dryer to use, she would more than gladly let you have that. And they're sitting right over here and do that. And if others have things you want, share with the people in here that you love. We have people with different needs. And that's good. Bible study is Monday night at the building beside the Lead Funeral Home, 7 o'clock. So please be there. We're learning something. Is that right, man? On Monday. What did I say? If she were you, Bobby. She helped us. What my wife called it, was she correct? Let me help you. Thank you. Okay. So we're ready. So if you don't have envelopes today, get them for the kids. Send them a dollar or two. The response to helping them has been magnificent. They can't get over it. And I went up and I met Keith, their civic husband, and wonderful Christian man who was a youth pastor at one time. And I just told Brother Cox, he looks just like Mr. Cox. You put them side by side, they look just like. You didn't bring that picture, did you? We should have brought that. You'll have to take it. Just Kathy. Looks just like him, and they're both about as nice as one another. So that was good. So this morning we want to open your Bible if you've got one. If you didn't, it'll be all right. We'll read it to you. What happens to you when you believe the gospel? Obviously, when you hear the gospel preached, you need radio or church and Sunday school, and they accept the Lord, but they don't necessarily know what happened to them. There's so much false doctrine going around that Jesus is going to fly and that you're going to go crazy and build that step and all other kind of things are going to happen. Well, this morning we'll get all that straight. We'll tell you exactly what happened to you when you, as we say, got saved or accepted the Lord as your Savior or believe the gospel or born again, any of those terms, they all mean the same thing. So I hope you will learn that this morning, and if you haven't believed the gospel yet, do listen carefully this morning and put your trust in the Lord Jesus, because whatever your problem is, He's the answer, I promise you. So we'll pray, and then we shall expound the scriptures. Our gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for such a beautiful day, and come to you in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for those who gathered here in your name, and you've said what two or three gathered, you'd be present. So we welcome your presence in your spirit here today. And we ask that if there be one in the sound of my voice, and know you not, and is not believing the gospel, heard it, thought it sounded good, but haven't trusted in you yet, may they do that today and make that deal complete and get in the family of God and be saved forevermore. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the opportunity to proclaim the gospel that you would trust me with it. Always amazes me beyond measure. And I thank you if you would remove me from this place. If you be heard, that anything I say that should be forgotten will certainly be. And anything that I say that should be remembered might be. That to the end you may be glorified and people may come to know you as Savior. In Christ Jesus' name I pray and for his sake. Amen. So we turn to 2 Corinthians 5:17. We find out when a man believes in Christ, when he accepts the Lord Jesus, he becomes a new creation, a new creature in Christ. The scripture says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. One of the apostles, Paul, who wrote Corinthians, one of his favorite phrases is in Christ. If you go through your Bible, of the book he wrote, and not the number of times he said in Christ, you'll be amazed at that number. For he was so glad because when he met Christ on the road to the Master's Valley, he was blinded and he accepted him as Lord and turned from Zionism. He was not a sinner as we say a sinner. When you and I say, man is fallen, man is in sin, we begin to name the things that we know are sinful that he does, and we categorize him. But had you tried to categorize the Apostle Paul before he became an apostle, you wouldn't have much to work with. This man was a king of the Jews. He had been educated at the city of Tobago, one of the greatest
Thank you. I just made it $50.
But his integrity and his office demanded that he did. That's why the people put him there to represent them and the law. And he said, I'm going to quandary here in just a minute. You are guilty, the fine will be $50, and if you don't pay it, I'm required to put you in jail for 90 days. Court adjourned for 2 minutes. Boom. Stood up, took off his robe, walked down to the foot of the bridge, reached in his pocket and took $50 and put it up there. And this is for the fine of this lady. Then he got back up, put his robe back on, called the court to order and was the judge again and said, here's the fine paid. Here's $50 fine. Paid in full, you excuse me. It's exactly what Jesus did. That I can't take. I'm helpless. I'm going to go to hell. There's nobody to help me. And Jesus said, I got the answer. Hold on, I'll be done in a minute. And came down and died for me, and I was crucified. It counted. His crucifixion counts as if I had been crucified, or you have been. What a wonderful plan. What a wonderful God. And here he says that we are buried with him by baptism. By that baptism of the Spirit, we were taken and we were baptized into his death. We were buried with him in that tomb as far as he's concerned. He counts that for us. And when he arose, then we arose with him. You see, your resurrection you may be looking forward to as future, but mine has already taken place in the eyes of God. Already taken place. You are buried. It happened. You have been placed in the heavenlies. You don't like the next one. Ephesians 2, 5, and 6. I like this one. This one is my favorite one. 2, 5, and 6. Even when we were dead in sins, he's made us alive together with Christ and has in parentheses, by grace are you saved. And has raised us up together. That means it's already been done. Not will raise us up. Has raised us up together and made us already. It's already taken place. And made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Already taken place in the mind of God. It has already happened. I love a Savior that counts it as already done before it even happens. He did it to Abraham. He said, Abraham, you have the land. Abraham's thinking, I ain't even seen the land. I don't even know where the land is. I don't even know which direction to go in. He said, just get out of Ur of the Chaldees. I'll take you to the land. You just follow me. He said, but you have the land. Yours now. Now, it wasn't but 400 years till he showed Abraham where that was. It was 400 years before Abraham received the covenant. But when God does something, he does it once and he does it forever. And nobody can undo it. Understand that. And as he told Abraham, you now own that land. He told me, you now are seated in the heavenlies. You are with me. I love to hear Jerry Falwell give an invitation at the end of his services. I've noticed him do this through the years. Doesn't shout and scream, doesn't get emotional. He just talks. And he'll ask the question every time, if you know you're as sure for heaven as if you were already there, may I see your hand? And people will raise their hands. He wants to know if somebody's lost in the audience where he can talk to them. If you know you're as sure for heaven as if you were already there, and that's where this comes from. That's where he got that. And he is so correct. I can, though a sinner. I can, though one who has fallen. I can, the one who has no righteousness of my own. I can, without the power, I can because Jesus loved me and died for me and accounted his righteousness as mine. I can, on the full authority of Scripture, say this morning, no, I don't think I'm going to heaven. I know without a shadow of a doubt I'm going, because in the mind of God I am already there. You got to learn to think outside the box, folks. Already there. Thank you, Jesus. I hope I got a seat by that little fat man that taught me to do this. And you say, well, why did God do all this? Because he loved us. So, well, what are we going to do when we get there? Sit on a harp or sit on a cloud and play a harp? No. That's cartoon theology. God tells you what you're going to do and why he did it in verse 7. He's raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. You mean there's more kindness than he's already shown? Evidently. You mean he can be more gracious than he's already been? Evidently. You mean he's going to spend his time showing us just how good and kind and wonderful and merciful he is? That's what he's got in mind for eternity? Evidently. Count me in. On the other side, what the devil promised you is found at the back of the book. I'm sorry, it's empty. Promises you nothing. Absolutely nothing. If you're spending your time now, we're not kids anymore, we're adults. You're spending the time chasing the things of the world, and I can't believe in the technological age we live in and the educational level that we have reached that we still run around acting like a bunch of savages that just come in naked on a boat out there. That's very difficult for me to believe. But I see it every day. So it's time to pick your place and say, if God wants to set me in the heavenlies, I'm going to let him. What if the man hadn't called this morning, knew he was lost, and had died? What if those we know here who have come up and said, I just want to tell you, I was lost, but now I'm found. What if they hadn't come? And what if they didn't know? And this isn't a game, and it's the most important thing that ever takes place on your life on earth, deciding whether you'll live with or without Christ forever. And in his kindness, he left that choice to you. So if you haven't made it, we would bring you the good news of the gospel that indeed Jesus saves. That indeed he came from glory and died on a rugged cross stuck in the ground he created. Shed his blood for the sins of mankind to pay your debt and mine. Was buried and arose the third day and lives forevermore. And one day, he's going to come back for his church. And his body will be complete. And then we come and reign with him. And then through the new heavens and the new earth, which is so long and so far, he's promised all he wants to do is show us his kindness and mercy throughout the ages to come. What a God. If you don't know the Lord Jesus this morning as I pray, you just confess to him your sin and say, Lord, I'm sorry, I'm a sinner by will. I need a Savior, and I understand there's just but one, and it's you. And I don't understand all the theology, but I know very well I don't want to go to hell. I don't understand the implications, but I do want to be with you forever. And as a child, in the faith of a child, I just accept you this morning and ask you to make me a new creature in Christ. You do that sincerely, and he will do his part. He's never turned anyone away, and he won't turn you away. Shall we pray? Our gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you that you allow us to preach the glorious gospel, that you let us read the words of old and how fresh they are, because our sins are the same as people's were then. As they needed a Savior, we need one now. Lord, if there be one here who doesn't know you, may the Holy Spirit of God touch their heart this morning. And as you move by and through and they feel you come by and feel that tug on their heart, may they not grieve you and tell you to go away, come again some other time. May they say, I've played the game too long and the string's running out. I need a Savior. Please save me. Be with those who are sick. The gentleman this morning with the cancer, touch him if you will. Be with Wanda and the family as they're in grief, as their precious brother is gone to be with you, and he couldn't be in a better place. But as humans and emotional people, we'll miss him. Help us, Lord, and be with Frankie and be with Bradley. Be with Miss Wise and be with little Ben and touch them with your goodness and your kindness. But the best news is the good news that you loved us and offered us your salvation. Thank you for that. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, my soon coming King, I pray. Amen and amen.